Can you dig it, baby? All right, it's time now for our pre-show. I know one thing we're going to do on the show today. We're going to do a, as you'd like to hear, with Sean Spicer. We have, you see the website is up, and you see the features. It's not completely done. It's not completely done, okay? This is what we call a soft launch. But it is almost all the way done. And like that, Jack. There's just a couple of things that I want to talk to my web guys about. And then when we get that squared away, we're going to be fucking rock and roll. So it's going to be a beautiful thing. Right now it's... But go ahead, take a look at it. You know, cruise around. I'm for that. Yeah, I like it. I do. I like the design. But my only... The reason why I'm hesitating is I want to make sure there's certain... There's some stuff in there that I want to see. That's all. But I like it. I love the design. I like the colors. I like, hey, man, we're talking. It's the blue, beautiful blue Pacific, baby, you know? Huh? It's this. Yeah. We're outdoors. The sky is blue, and so are you. My eyes are blue, so are you. You know, so, what is this? Never mind. So, how about if we do a Melania Trump? No, did we already do Melania Trump? Sean Spicer would be great. Why don't they have on that chick, Amanda Carpenter, Lemon? Why don't you bring her on instead of this goddamn same old Kaylee McEnany? I want to fucking blow my goddamn brains out, man. Listening to her bullshit. Ugh. Nobody's weighing in with me on this stuff, man. It's concerning. Major League Baseball security chief wants to challenge Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark. Isn't that interesting? The head of security for Major League Baseball intends to challenge Milwaukee's firebrand Sheriff David Clark next year if Clark runs for re-election. Ernell Lucas served in the Milwaukee Police Department for 26 years and rose to captain in 2002. The oldest football players in NFL history. This would be interesting. This is something interesting here. Here is, well, we all know Blanda. I saw him play. I watched him. I watched Blanda bail out how many fucking games? I can't even count. He would just come out there. At the time, I think he was 40 or 41. And he just hauled back and chucked that fucking football. He had a very, I don't want to say an accurate arm, but he found a way to find the receiver, you know. And I think he just blew away the goddamn defense. You know, the defenders just, maybe they didn't think an old man could throw the ball that far. I don't know what the story was. He'd just come out. He'd improvise some plays. You'd see him drop back. He didn't waste a lot of fucking time in the pocket. You know, he was one of these guys that you're that age, you're not going to scramble. You know, you're not going to run, so forget it. So when you drop back to pass, you better find a receiver or get ready to eat the fucking football. There's only two options. And I don't think I ever saw Blanda take a sack. And I'm being fucking serious, man. I mean, I think I didn't watch every game he played in, obviously. And I didn't see him as a starting quarterback, except he played for the Houston Oilers early on. And there is actually a surviving piece of tape. It's the 62 AFL championship game. You could see George Blanda as a starting quarterback for the Houston Oilers. But with Oakland, he came in relief. You know, they'd pull fucking LaMonica. We had this joke, my friends and I. The camera would show LaMonica going up to the line of scrimmage, and LaMonica threw the helmet, you know, the opening of the helmet. He always had this look at his face like, what the fuck is, you know, like he didn't recognize even what game he was playing. He'd come out just, like they just got done with this great fucking play call. He'd come to the line of scrimmage, what the fuck, you know? We used to sort of laugh at that, and then sooner or later, in comes Blanda, you know? And then, in the game of games, it was that goddamn playoff game in 73, right? I watched that fucking game. My friends had all gone back to California. I was sitting in Orlando in an apartment in Orlando, Florida, with all of my friends gone. And what the fuck was I doing, man? No, it was 72. I was hanging around Orlando. I was going to, it was 72. And I was going to keep on working in construction. I didn't want to go back to California. There was no reason to go back to California. I thought I'd just continue to hang out and make some dough, see what the world held for me and the great beyond of Orlando. So I'm watching this fucking game. Then LaMonica's in that goddamn game, and he gets yanked for Kenny Stabler. People don't realize that Stabler didn't start that game. Stabler came in relief of Daryl LaMonica. Am I right? I think I'm right. In fact, I know I'm right. And the first touchdown scored by Oakland was a Kenny Stabler scramble around left end for the touchdown. And I believe that gave the, yeah, it gave the Raiders the lead 7-6. It was a fucking defensive struggle all the way. So Stabler came in, but they wound up losing that game, as you well know, on the Franco Harris, you know, shoe top catch, the immaculate reception. I could see that fucking game over and over again. And everybody, including myself, everybody I knew, were pissed off at Jack Tatum for not wrapping up Frenchie Fuqua, you know. Tatum went for the big hit. He got the big hit. Jack Tatum was a big hitter. Oh, yeah, he was the assassin. And guess what? The fucking ball doesn't wrap him up. The ball goes flying into the hands of fucking Franco Harris. Tackle the motherfucker. Try that. What if he caught the fucking ball and was somehow able to elude you? Well, we saw what happened. You know, I mean, you can go for the interception, and I understand that the guys, you know, you timed the hit so that the ball wouldn't be caught. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. But Jack Tatum, which, by the way, you didn't know that, did you? The guy that pass was intended for, Frenchie Fuqua. I forget his first name. Frenchie Fuqua. He must have been from fucking Louisiana or some shit like that. He was a tight end for the Steelers. And anyway, enough of that shit. Forget it. It's just a painful memory. I don't give a shit. It was fun. It's fun to watch. So anyway, there's our good man, George Blenda. Tom Brady's going to be 40 years old by the time the 2017 season rolls around, and it looks as though he has no intention of slowing down. He's got a fantastic training off-season, my understanding, off-season training regimen, and this is the 21st century now. There's all manner of new methods to keep the body functioning and fluid. And fresh off a fifth Super Bowl title, Patriot owner Robert Kraft stated that he thinks Brady will play another 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years. 47. You guys remember when he was a punk kid there in the... I remember when he was coming in at 21, 22. That would have the two-time NFL playing until he was 46 or 47, which is almost unheard of, considering the grueling, sometimes barbaric nature of the NFL. Hey, Daryl Green played cornerback until he was 40. And cornerback, you got to be kidding me, man. You're running backwards. You got to have speed. You got to be, you know, have your brains about you. It's a fucking... But he did. George Blanda played until he was 46. Okay. The last team he played with was the Oakland Raiders. He was with Chicago. He was drafted by Chicago, played with the Baltimore Colts, Houston Oilers, I remember, and the Oakland Raiders. 48. McEnany looks like she's in over her fucking head. There's a bunch of sisters there talking. And then there's Kaylee McEnany. Are you being racist, Mr. Henry? No, but I realize there's no way I can convince you of that, so... Jesus. You're being racist. Please.
Well, I just think, you know, if we're going to be going down that route, I don't know whether I really want to go down that route or not. It's a very scary route, and I don't know that I want to go down there.
I understand.
That smoking gun is killing me.
I'm not afraid to die. kind of jungle music is this? Well, that's not English at all. And I told them to speak goddamned English. You know, we went to Hawaii, and they were not speaking English. They spoke some Polynesian shit. They were going, Kukulawanahu. Shut up. Shut that cheap whaling slut up. Shut that cheap whaling slut up. Remember Telly Savalas and Dirty Dozen? Major Reisman. Yes, you, Major. Listen, maggot, just keep your eyes on the road, huh? This guy Devin Nunez, man, it's kind of whack, man, this cat.
All right, man.
What are we doing here, man? Sound effects. Plane, explosion, plane. No, explosion. Then we wanted to have the drums. Oh, I know it. This will be interesting. I can find this shit, man. Oh, wait, yeah. Nope, it ain't there, man. The fuck is this? Oh, God. And I had the hots for her. And I loved her.
I eat my own guts.
Where the goddamn hell are the fucking drums, you goddamn cocksuckers? Native drums. Aha!
Steve, can you...
No, I'm here.
That's it. That's got it. And a lot of what we want to do, Phil, turn the goddamn shit down with you, Steve.
I like to play them.
I like to play them. Don't tell me that I can't, neither.
Okay, Steve, whatever you want.
And then I was going to have, all right, well, you know what? Every single project has its challenge, you know? So, Spicer, who'd you piss off today, you little fucking runt motherfucker? Oh, here he goes, acting like he's... This is so obvious. This is so fucking obvious that this whole thing Trump orchestrated. Nunez has purposely blown this whole fucking thing up. I mean, that I've never seen anything more obvious in my life. He had purposefully has destroyed this fucking set of hearings because of what he read. And I'll tell you what he read. If it was something that vindicated Trump, brother, we'd have those hearings going. That shit would be put out there. The president would be vindicated fully. But no. House investigation of Trump and Russia in shambles tonight. And it was done by this guy Nunez. The fuck is that noise, man?
We have Bunny. Bunny, go ahead. Do you want to talk?
Yeah, well, I want to. Yes, I do want to talk because I have, I expressly said I didn't want to.
Well, Bunny, you know, we have done everything.
No, you have not done everything. I've got people jumping around with drums.
Bunch of fucking stumblebums, man. Holy Christ. Unbelievable how fucked up these guys are. This fucking Nunez, start with him. All things considered, is that it? There it is. Then we need Harvey Wireman. Bobby Dooley. Testing 1, 2. Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking noise, doesn't it? Test 1. Testing. That's the loudest motherfucker. I guess I'll just live with it.
Well, Phil, this is interesting, isn't it?
And our website now.
See, the problem, motherfucking...
Testing 1, 2, 3. Let me tell you something about owning a business. If you think it's taxes, you don't know your fucking ass from a hole in the ground. The toughest part of running a business is running the business, is having the ideas and making sure these things are executed by the people that work for you and making sure that the business is moving along and attracting customers and at least making money that way. But if you use taxes as the excuse as to why your business is fucking failing, I really have to question just how good you are at what you do. I mean, failing. I didn't say that it's, you know, challenged financially by the tax situation. I'm talking about a failing business. Bullshit. Bullshit. The toughest thing is getting motherfuckers, you know, doing what you, to make sure that you know what the vision is of the company, the purpose of the company, the vision of the company, getting everybody working in concert and having a goal in mind. What is the goal? It could be this week's goal, this month's goal, so this 6 month, this year goal. What is it that we're all working toward today? And get everybody working in that direction. Not some other bullshit.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Nope, don't do that, Henry. Don't you do that, motherfucker. Don't do it, Henry. What are we looking for? Okay.
I'm Rob Cisternino, the aptly named Rob Has a Podcast, where we're creating fun, smart conversation around reality, TV, games.
No, fuck off.